We at Access More are deeply saddened to announce the passing of our dear friend Mandisa. Through her Out of the Dark podcast, she has been a champion and advocate for those who struggle with mental health issues. She is a friend whose voice will be missed, whose smile made others smile, and whose honesty helped share the burdens of those who heard her thoughtful and endearing words. Access More remembers Mandisa.
Access More. When you pull me out of the dark,
into the light. Hey everyone, welcome to the Out of the Dark podcast. I'm Mandisa here with Lara Williams.
Hey, hey.
Hi, we were just discussing this next subject and It kind of caught my attention. We're going to talk about confidence versus esteem.
Yes.
And you posed the question, like you said, you know, somebody may say, people always tell me that I'm confident. And I can say that. Like, I'm surprised at how many people think that I'm so confident. And I wish people knew how insecure I feel about so many things.
Yes.
And so tell everybody what you just said on the whole confidence versus esteem. Is it?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between esteem and self-esteem? Are those interchangeable?
Well, I'll talk on that in just a second. Okay. But the difference to me, okay, so this is... I was just saying to you before, like, this is my own theory, so I'm going to claim it as mine. But confidence, to me, is external. Okay. It's what other people see.
Got it.
All of us can look confident. Mm-hmm. We really can. Anybody can put on that mask.
Yeah.
But esteem is how we actually feel about ourselves.
It's an internal thing.
It's an internal thing. And it's how we find value. Do we value ourselves is really esteem, okay? And there's, you know, there's really no such thing as, well, again, I'm probably going to hear about this, but in my world, there's no such thing as high esteem and low self-esteem.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You either esteem yourself from the inside or vertically with God, right? Or you esteem yourself from the outside, which is performance or approval, okay? So the whole low self-esteem, high self-esteem, in my world where I work with people, it's really not that. It's either other esteem or self-esteem.
Is one better than the other?
Yes. I mean, better in the context of like our value is always intact is inner esteem.
Okay.
When we are valuing ourselves outside of ourselves, it's always up and down.
Okay.
Take social media, for example. If you constantly esteem yourself by your viewers, right? Your esteem is going to go up and it's going to go down.
Got it. Depending on how many likes you get.
Yes. Exactly. And that's other esteem, okay? And that can look like performance, it can look like approval, can look like a lot of different things. But we want to value ourselves from the inside.
Okay.
We want our esteem to be intact all the time.
Yeah.
So that if somebody gives you a bad review or a client walks out and never comes back or, you know, your kid tells you they hate you, you know, whatever it is, that your esteem is always intact.
That feels hard to not, and maybe, you know, part of the work that I do, I'm on a stage. Like I need people to enjoy, you know, what I'm doing from the outside, but it feels difficult to not be swayed by, you know, the number of albums I sell or where the song is on the chart.
Yes.
Like those things as part of my work, like that's just kind of a part of, you know, my business.
Yes.
But to let that dictate my value, that's where it feels like it's a pitfall for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And most people, you know, most people are right there too.
Yeah.
And it's, if we value ourselves by how many albums you sell, for example, it's always going to change, right? Our value is always going to change.
Yeah.
And so, you know, part of the work, like we were just talking about, is building our own esteem. So giving ourselves value. And for Christians, like we, I mean, I don't want to say we have it easy, but we have the word of God to go back to.
We have a whole book to tell us our value.
Yes. I mean, if you ever doubt who you are, like go back and read it. It's right there, you know? Now, believing it.
Exactly. It's one thing to read it.
Yes.
It's even, you know, one thing to like recite it and to say it. It's another thing to have it take root with how I actually view myself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, you know, when we talk about value, esteem. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's something that parents have to do for their children. Mm-hmm. So kids are not born with the ability to value themselves. Mm-hmm. It's actually something that has to be grown in them.
Interesting.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about the person who maybe didn't have that growing up.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Or had it when mom was happy.
Oh, I
or
see.
Had it when they had good grades. Or had it when they played the piano a certain way.
Then that person is going to base their value on their performance.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or when I keep my room clean, my mom is always happy, yeah. right? It's performance, approval, achievement, yeah. like those kinds of things. Rather than not even rewarding a person, but acknowledging that what makes that person who they are is not how well they play the piano or mm-hmm. how they keep their room clean or what good grades they have. It's who God made them to be mm-hmm. versus what they do.
Okay.
Right? And so for you especially, you being on stage is what you do. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's data that tells you whether somebody likes it or they don't. That's news. We talked about news and truth, yeah. right, in a previous episode. Mm-hmm. The news is, oh, this time I sold yeah. – I don't even know how many – you're like, how many albums you sell? 2 million albums.
Wouldn't that be nice?
See? There you go. That's what I would assume you would sell. You know, I sold this many albums, right? That's news.
Yeah.
Truth is,
yeah.
I'm a child of God.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how many I sell. Mm-hmm. And that's over here when we're talking about who am I, mm-hmm. right? That's value. When I talk about what I do – that's a totally separate thing, and it should be a separate thing.
Okay? Difference between what I do and who I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you build that? Like, you know, for somebody who maybe didn't have esteem, mm-hmm. You weren't esteemed growing up. How is that something that you can do, even as an adult? Like, yeah. it feels hard to retrain the brain to think of yourself the way that God thinks of you.
Yes. And I think, you know, we've talked about it in a couple of episodes, your sticky notes yeah. on the mirror, mm-hmm. right? It's something as simple as that. And yes, you're right. Like half the time you're going to recite those and you're like,
yeah.
Yeah, like that's true. I mean, we do that. There are days where we're going to struggle, mm-hmm. you know? Not every day are we going to have this value that's intact and it's never getting wrecked. It's going to get wrecked. Yeah. We're human, right? So there's going to be days where we read those sticky notes on our mirrors, and we're not really going to believe them, mm-hmm. right? So, but it's developing a practice yeah. of doing that, of esteeming yourself, of valuing yourself. You know, we've talked about putting your hand on your heart yeah. and telling yourself what you love or who you are, mm-hmm. right? It's developing that practice, and eventually. It's going to happen.
Okay.
I had a client tell me today and asked her permission to tell this, but she said, how do you turn a battleship 1 degree at a time? Uh-huh. And I was like, I love that. That is amazing. But that's what we're doing, especially with value. Yeah. It's a battleship. I mean, it's a big one. It's not something that like overnight you're going to just wake up and feel like, oh, I am just God's child and I'm the, you know. No, it's going to take a while mm-hmm. to do that. So developing that practice, whether it's, you know, like meditation, there's a lot of meditation and mindfulness apps that mm-hmm. do loving kindness or self-compassion or self-love. There's a lot of those that are really good because they will help you focus on inner value. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing you can kind of start working okay. on is doing that.
Okay. Okay. What about, you know, is there a line that you can cross from confidence into, okay, you're a little too confident. Like now you're
I knew
cocky.
You were going to ask that question. I was like, she's totally going to ask about pride.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, there is. Because at the root of our value, we're human. So we're not better than somebody else, mm-hmm. but we're not less than somebody else.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I wish like so much is going on in the world right now. You know, I wish like people could just realize like, hey, we're human beings. Yeah. Like we're all God's creation. Mm-hmm. There's not one person who's more important than another person. I don't care what your job is. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a man or a woman yeah. or what. Like There is not one human being that has been created by God that's better than another. It just isn't. So when we look at value, that's really where we want to be, is I am the same as in value as another human being. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to ever go to pride, and we don't want to go to shame. Yeah. Like, I'm not less than somebody, but I'm definitely not better than somebody.
Yeah.
And I would say a lot of where a lot of Christians struggle with this is they will a lot of times go to pride.
Yeah.
Like, I'm better than this non-believer because I believe I'm going to heaven,
yeah.
right? And so we will struggle. And I say we because it's definitely something that I've struggled with over the course of my life, mm-hmm. is when you grow up in a Christian household, there's a better than and there's a less than, you yeah. know? If you don't ever use the name of God in vain, you're better than all the people that, mm-hmm. you know, use the name of God in vain.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. you're not. You're just following the rules. Mm. You don't have more value because you're doing all the things.
Yeah.
You just are doing all the things.
It feels, you know, I hear the phrase a lot that I have low self-esteem, and I know it, huh? like it, I've never heard the way that you described it where there's not high or low, mm-hmm. but for somebody who would describe themselves as having low self-esteem, mm-hmm. What do you say to them? Like, how can you help somebody who feels like that's a battle for them?
Yeah. I would ask them, first of all, like, how do you know? What tells you you have low self-esteem?
Thinking like I just beat myself up a lot, and mm-hmm. I'm always like, I just do so much wrong. Like, that's. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear people say that along, like, yeah. I wish I could be more like this. And I wish I could be, you okay. know, that's what kills me when they say, I wish I could be confident like you. And I'm like, what? Only you knew.
Yes.
I love your definition of that. That's an external projection.
Yes.
Like, it's not, people don't know what's happening inside of my head.
Yes, exactly. And that's, you know, one of the biggest things when people have low, when they say they have low self-esteem. Yeah. That's where I start to question. I won't like correct them right away, but then we talk about, okay, so you know you have low self-esteem because you look at somebody else mm-hmm. and you assume they have more.
Yeah, you're right? trying to measure yourself up to somebody else.
Yes, which then leads to discussion of, okay, that's other esteem and you don't have inner esteem. Yeah. You don't have esteem. Mm-hmm. You know, your self-esteem, mm-hmm. right? If you either have it or you don't.
Okay.
You either value yourself from the inside or you value yourself mm-hmm. from the outside.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you feel like, because nobody knows what's happening inside mm-hmm. of us. So if you can say right now, listening to this, that I don't value myself, you know, from mm-hmm. the inside because I'm a mess. Like, I know yes. what I think about. And if anybody knew my thoughts, they would think poorly of me too. How do you respond to somebody that says, well, because I know what's happening inside and it's not good.
Yes. And I think from a, you know, as a person who's sitting in the chair opposite you, to me, it makes me sad. Mm-hmm. Because I think when people are sitting outside of you, right, they see confident, right? Yeah. They see you being confident. They see you being this beautiful, explosive, huge voice that's just gorgeous, right? I mean, gorgeous outside, gorgeous voice. I mean, just beautiful, right? So to me, it's less of a judgment of like, how can you think you're not, you know, it's more like, wow, how do you not see this?
It's funny. I always wish that people could see themselves the way that I do. But mm-hmm. again, that feels like an external view yep. of self.
Yes.
Like, it's not like I've got a friend who I just think is the most beautiful and gifted and talented. She's a great mom. She's a great singer. And she does not see herself that way. And I want to shake her and say, yes. I wish you could see yourself this way. But again, yes. that would be me trying to esteem her yes. and not her. Like, how do you build that inner, you know,
yes,
esteem.
Yes. Well, and I think, again, you know, as much as, yes, like you listening to me or your friend listening to you, you know, because we are spiritually aligned, because we're vertically aligned, yeah. we are messengers of God, right? We are people that are speaking truth mm-hmm. to other people,
yeah.
right? Because my value is intact most of the time, mm-hmm. I look at you as a fellow human being, mm-hmm. right? And so what I see is what God created. Mm-hmm. And so that is always going to be beautiful. It doesn't matter. And again, like, yes, you don't want to latch on to that, but we can take that as data. We can look at that and go, for almost from a parenting perspective, like when we are as children, because we don't have value, we take in what our parents are saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if they're constantly saying, oh, you did such a good job cleaning your room, mm-hmm. right? You're going to start going, oh, when I clean my room, my mom likes it.
Yeah.
Or if we only get attention when we get good grades at school, oh, okay. My mom thinks that when I get good grades, I'm a good kid. Okay. So when we're starting this journey as adults, we can take in what other people are saying about us as long as we use our filters.
Okay. Right?
We talked about boundaries in another episode about being careful about what we take in.
Yeah.
Okay. But if we're hearing words and we know that that's the same thing God would say about us, then we know we can take that in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a lot of times it's receiving the compliment or receiving the words or receiving the truth, right?
And not just brushing it off, saying, oh, no, I'm not
yes.
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, even when we walked in today, you saying, oh, that's a beautiful dress. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that color looks amazing on you.
Yeah.
You know, even not justifying why I picked this color or okay. why, you know, like even me going, oh, I got it on sale at TJ Maxx. Like, no, I should probably go, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that it was working too.
This was
too.
An actual conversation we had.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rather than just going, thanks.
Yeah, because when you said I'm wearing yellow and my first response was, well, yeah, you know, when I'm in the dark, I like to wear bright colors. It makes me feel better. When I could have just said, thank you.
Yes, because it really does look like you look beautiful. Your eyes are sparkling. The yellow is like pulling out. Like I can see, like it's beautiful.
Thank you.
There you go. But that's how God sees us.
Okay.
So when we can take in that information, like intentionally take it in.
Yeah.
Okay. That's work.
Okay. That's good. I love that.
When we justify it. Okay.
Yeah.
So even like you saying, well, this is what I wear when I'm in the dark. Right. Yes, that can be true.
Yeah.
But that's also justifying the beautiful compliment that someone gave to you, which is truth.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good.
Okay. Even, you know, I had a client, I do dress like this sometimes, but every once in a while I'll like dress up for work or whatever. Most of the time I'm in, you know, jeans or whatever.
Yeah.
And my client walked up and she's like, oh my gosh. Whoa.
This is today.
Today.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you.
Aw, that's
I
great.
I needed that today. You know, just but being able to take it in, acknowledge it, receive it. This is truth.
Yeah.
Okay. This isn't news.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
This isn't news. This isn't news that I'm beautiful, right? Same thing with you. That's not news. That's truth.
Love it. Let me interject. This is our homework assignment number one. When somebody gives you a compliment, like don't push it away and, you know, try to act like it's not something that is the truth. Like, thank you, receive it, and let that go inside of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Internalize it. Mm-hmm. You know, again, we kind of, again, talked about this in another one, that positive things take much longer to imprint on our brains.
Yeah.
So being able to stay in that moment, receive the truth that's coming into you is a helpful tool to building that value and building that esteem.
Yeah, will you say that again? I can't remember what episode, but did you say 14?
Yes, it takes 14 seconds to imprint a positive thing and only 3 seconds to imprint a negative thing.
That is incredible to me. Because honestly, I feel that on such a deep level. Like when people say something negative to me, I can stew on it forever.
Yes.
But when people say something positive, like I usually just brush it away and it's harder for it to really latch on.
Yes. It's gone.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's intentional. And I love that being homework is intentionally take in the truth when someone gives you the truth.
That's good.
And again, use your filters. Also, if somebody tells you, you look really tired today.
Why do people say that?
I don't know. But people say it all the time. I'm like, thank you.
That is not helpful.
Not helpful. Or you say, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I am tired. Okay.
Yeah.
That's using your filters.
Okay.
But when it's a good thing, like when it's something that's true, really true about you, the way God sees you, internalize it.
Okay.
Take it in.
Yeah.
Even put your hand on your heart when somebody says that. Thank you.
And then, so that to me is building up. Mm-hmm. Like that feels like an external trying to, you know, receive that.
Yeah.
And internal, I know we talked about the sticky notes thing, but yeah, just reminding yourself of the truth. Like you can Google this, but Google, you know, what does God say about me?
Yes.
Things like, you know, I love how people say they have a hard time receiving that I'm a saint. The Bible does say you are a mm-hmm. saint. You are a child of God. You are dearly loved. You are beloved. And mm-hmm. I think just searching the word of God for what it is that he says about you mm-hmm. and reminding yourself of it on a daily basis. I think yes. that's a great way of reminding yourself of truth yes. as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing, and this is something that I've thought about a lot. I think about the command, loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's essential there?
Love.
Loving who?
Oh, well, you have to love your neighbor, but you also have to love yourself.
Yeah. And yeah. you can't love your neighbor in the right yeah. way if you don't love yourself.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest struggles people have with that command.
Yeah.
You know, what's essential there? We've got to value ourselves in order to treat other people with kindness.
Yeah.
If you don't value yourself in a healthy way, and again, going back to that idea, I am not better than somebody else and I'm not less than somebody else. Mm-hmm. We can't love our neighbor.
Yeah, it's good.
We can't. Not in the way that's healthy anyway.
That verse, I mean, it starts with love the Lord to God with yes. all of your heart, soul, mind, strength.
Yep.
And we focus on those. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's part of why we're doing this podcast is I feel like we do so much focus of, you know, our physical health and, yes. you know, everything else, but really focusing on our mental health. Like that's loving the Lord with our minds, with our hearts. But I think it is important loving, that's the fifth part, and love your neighbor as yourself. Like that ties together with how we love God is that we love others well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to love ourselves as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's mm-hmm. a great way to end as we focus yes. on loving others and loving ourselves yeah. and realizing that it's external, but there is an internal love that we have to have yes. for ourselves as well. You had something else you wanted to add?
Yeah. What I often ask people to do is recognize the good things about them.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, things that they want to believe about themselves, mm-hmm. right? And things that really are kind of like, they may not, like they may in their wildest dreams think, I wish I could believe this about myself. Yeah. You know, like I'm a beautiful person, mm-hmm. right? I think that's one thing that when I was first starting my counseling journey, my counselor had me envision myself, like how God sees me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so interesting at the time. I was like, I mean, okay, I get that. Mm-hmm. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. Over the years, I feel that visual. It's been really helpful to me mm-hmm. to really visualize, like, how does God see you?
Yeah.
How does he see you? And what do you want to believe about mm-hmm. yourself? So make those lists. How does yeah. God see you? And what do you want to believe?
And I feel, and be specific.
Like, yes.
you know, if you've got a gift of art or something,
yes.
like, that is a gift that he gave you. That is
yes.
something that maybe I don't have. I'm not the greatest artist mm-hmm. in the world.
Oh, I am not.
but it's something that he, when he was knitting you together in your mother's womb, mm-hmm. he gave you that gift. He gave you spiritual gifts when you
yes.
gave your life to Jesus. He deposited something inside of you
mm-hmm.
that's unique to you mm-hmm. and your experiences. And
yes.
it makes you something that you can't be compared to anybody else because
right.
it's something specific to you.
Yes.
So honor those things that God gifted you with
yes.
and don't beat yourself up about
no.
it. I think that's, you know, I feel like we've come back to this several times. Watch what you say about yourself.
Yes.
Like the negative self-talk that we do to ourselves. I really want us to grab a hold of how detrimental that is to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not honorable to talk bad about yourself.
No.
It is. I feel like it's doing a disservice to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
When you speak negatively about something that he created and made so beautiful.
Yes.
You've got
yep.
homework, people.
Yep.
Get on it.
Lots of it.
We'll see you next time on the Out of the Dark podcast.
We at Access More are deeply saddened to announce the passing of our dear friend Mandisa. Through her Out of the Dark podcast, she has been a champion and advocate for those who struggle with mental health issues. She is a friend whose voice will be missed, whose smile made others smile, and whose honesty helps share the burdens of those who heard her thoughtful and endearing words. Access More remembers Mandisa.